I'm Vic Clark. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. New inflation figures show fruit and vegetable prices are some of the fastest rising in the economy. Data by the Australian Bureau of Statistics shows prices jumped 9.1% in June and 18.6% year-on-year. Adverse weather events have affected crop growth along the east coast. Rural reporter Meg Van Lohuizen spoke with Felicia Farms Managing Director Catherine Felicia about how vegetable growers are mitigating the risks.
The data has shown a bit of an increase in vegetable prices. I think, though, what really needs to be kept in mind is still that vegetables, particularly, are gram for gram the best value fresh produce you can get out there compared to meat, dairy, or any kind of real snacks. Between nutrition and the health for the environment, it's still the best value food we can get.
Can you, I guess, explain why maybe it's the fastest, I guess, price jump in the economy at the moment?
Yeah, I think in reality, our retail price in the last 5 years hasn't really been indicative of what the cost that growers have been absorbing for a very long time. So we have been absorbing some costs and not really passing that on to the customer for a while, but things have just really taken a turn with the war in Ukraine, etc. So fertilizer has gone up, you know, about five times. Fuel has doubled in price. Those kind of key inputs have just escalated. So unfortunately, there is a bit of a baseline move that's moved up on all fresh produce, on all products. The same issues that consumers are having at home with costs on electricity and petrol and everything else, farmers have got the same worries, unfortunately.
So I guess, can we expect prices to continue to go up moving forward?
Well, prices have come down from some of those real lofty prices. And I think, too, that's kind of skewed the data a little bit. We had those floods in Queensland that made prices astronomical, which is really probably not a true reflection of the growth of the retail prices gone on, because that was just a out-of-this-world kind of incident. Prices will steady. We're in spring now, so there's always good value veg. Obviously, if Mother Nature performs as she should in spring with some milder weather and some rain. But I guess the key thing I always think is just may really be versatile with your vegetable choices. Don't be stuck on one thing. Usually if something's expensive, there's always another item that is less expensive and something that's in abundance. So just be flexible with your recipes and mix and match so you can always get good value veg.
And I guess from a farming perspective, I guess what are your next moves in terms of crop production?
Yeah, well, we'll just be planting as usual. Our farmers are very resilient. We all need to keep eating fresh produce, vegetables. We really believe that Felicia Farms is the most important food in the world. So we're planting as normal. I'm hoping that the weather is a little bit kinder, even though it looks like it's going to be a wet summer. Hopefully that doesn't disrupt harvest too much, but we will just keep rolling with the punches. And like I said, if one line is usually very expensive, there's always something a bit cheaper on the shelves. So it's just about being versatile.
So have you had to change any of your, I guess, crops that you would normally put in? Have you rotated any just to try and, I suppose, mitigate the risk with another La Nina?
Yeah, we're always mitigating risk. So we've got, we grow our own stuff, but we've also got a partnership growers all throughout Australia. So for each of our lines we've got multiple areas in which that stock's coming from to hopefully mitigate risk. Like I said, the Queensland winter was a real exception because of the nature of the floods and how much stock was lost. We're hoping that that won't happen again. That was, you know, more of a one-off. And it was a particularly cold winter for Victoria as well, which would usually pick up the slack for Queensland when something happens up there. So it was those two things together that really kind of caused those really, really high prices. And I don't think we'll be hopefully not seeing that for any time soon.
That's Felicia Farms Managing Director Catherine Felicia there speaking with rural reporter Meg Van Lohuizen. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send an email to ruralnews@radio9.com.au. I'm Sophie Clark. Have a great day.